As populist movements grow in Europe, it remains unclear how they will affect the European Union. Italy is the latest country to vote against its leadership. On Sunday, Italian voters rejected constitutional reforms proposed by Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. About 60% of voters rejected the reforms in a nationwide referendum. Renzi actively campaigned for the measures. He made it clear that if they were not approved, voters would be rejecting his government. Renzi accepted responsibility for the loss and offered his resignation on Monday. The proposals were meant to simplify Italy's government, centralize power, and reduce corruption. One measure would have turned the elected Senate into a much smaller appointed body. Renzi's government has supported pro-European Union policies. His defeat energized other Italian parties, including the anti-establishment Five Star Movement and anti-immigration Northern League. However, some observers say the referendum vote cannot be seen as a direct result of populist movements such as the election of Donald Trump in the United States. Ben Wellings is an expert on the EU at Monash University in Australia. He told VOA that while the Italian result was not helpful to Europe, the EU will clearly survive.
We're not suggesting that Italy is anyway going to leave the European Union or even the Eurozone. So it's an unwanted element of instability, but I think the European Union will see this one through.
Peter Yeltsov is a political expert at the National Defense University in Washington. He says he thinks the rise of populist movements in Europe could give Russia a chance to expand its influence there.
You have a sense that Russia supports those either right-wing politicians or left-wing politicians, but mostly politicians who are skeptical of European Union, who would like to leave EU, and who would support the lifting of sanctions from Russia.
Yeltsov notes that Russian banks have provided financial support to political movements in Europe. He said the leader of France's National Front, Marine Le Pen, received a large campaign loan from a Russian-backed bank. France will hold a presidential election next year, and Yeltsov said many experts think Le Pen could win.
If she wins in France, it's my prediction it's going to be the end of European Union.
He added that in addition to financing some European politicians, Russia is using propaganda to increase its influence in the continent. Countries that may be vulnerable to such propaganda could be Greece, Italy, Spain, and Bulgaria, he said. Yeltsov said Russia may also use its financial and political influence to try to weaken the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. He said this could involve trying to get some members to leave the alliance or stop efforts to join it. I'm Brian Lynn.